Okay, good morning and welcome to today's podcast. I am Joseph. Hope you had a wonderful night. I had also a wonderful night too. And as I'm talking to you, it's raining. It's just raining. Okay, today is 2nd June 2020. The day the Lord has made, and we rejoice and be glad in it. All right, today's topic we will be treating a topic that says, how do you spend your day? How do you spend your day? Well, it's a private question. At the same time, it's a question you should be able to answer on your own, if you are truthful to yourself and if you want to be a success. How do you spend it? You know, some people, 24 hours is big. Some people, 24 hours is small. Depends on you. But the truth is, many successful people or purposeful people don't have time in a day. And 24 hours, they're so busy doing one thing or the other, doing the needful. But shallow minds have all the time in the world. People who believe they have all the time in the world do things, unnecessary things. Remember, doing the needful is different from doing what you want, and is different from doing, you know, what comes to your mind or what you just want to do. They're totally different. It's different from doing the norm, you know. Doing the needful is all about doing what you're supposed to do, not because you like doing it, but because you need to do it. You need to do it to give yourself a lift in life. You need to do it because you have to be accountable to yourself at the end of the day. Are you busy or are you productive? Many people are busy, but they're not productive. You see, one thing I've discovered is, you know, sometimes when you call a rich man or a successful person, you know, remember they're different, a rich person, a successful person. So when you call either of them, you discover one thing. They'll tell, okay, so time. You think maybe they are paging you? No, most of them don't have time. That time have been taken. But you see, people who have nothing to offer, who are just there for being there, they uploaders have the time. I've seen people who can gossip the whole day, if not at work. I've seen people who can chat the whole day, if not at work. You know, I've seen people who can do things that you just cannot imagine the whole day, because they believe they have the time in the world. But truth is, they don't have time. And you don't forget that you don't waste time. You waste yourself. Because time is always there. But are you making use of it? Are you making good of it? And remember, you're not getting younger. That's the truth. Just like yesterday was 1st of June 2020, there will be nothing like 1st of June 2020 in this life again. Nothing. It's impossible. Yes, you can have 1st of June 2021, 1st of June 2022, and so on, but we can never have 1st of June 2020 is gone, as in gone. Right? Can't go back to yesterday. You can't go back to yesterday. The life you live in your day, how you spend your day, can you advise, you know, your children, your family to live the same life? Do you invest in yourself in a day? What value do you add yourself in a day? No matter how busy you think you are, you must always have time to invest in yourself, no matter how small, in a day. Don't have that consciousness that I'll leave it tomorrow, maybe after tomorrow, leave it tomorrow. Procrastination, that's the first topic I treated, that's one of the reasons I treated it. So you should have that consciousness of today, especially if there are things that you have to do list for the day. ensure that you do them. And also, don't forget that your best gift is having the opportunity to see another day. But don't, you know, make the gift a waste. Utilize it. Utilize your day. Do things that are productive. Don't be busy. Be productive to yourself. Cut the way you sleep. Cut the way you chat. Cut people around you. Very, very important. People who don't give you value, cut them. Eliminate them. I'm not saying to kill them, but eliminate them in your life. In terms of ensuring that they don't have influence in your life. Okay, I think we should have I think 5 minutes is okay for us, but from tomorrow I will continue from another topic that I believe will be useful to us. Alright, from me from here, I just want to say good morning. Have a wonderful day. And don't forget, do not forget, thank God for yourself. Thank God for you. Thank God you're still alive. Bye.